From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Many die in Lebanon bombings. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for two suicide bombings in a Beirut suburb Thursday. They killed at least 41 people and wounded about 200. The blasts targeted a busy commercial and residential neighborhood controlled by Hezbollah. Kurdish fighters backed by U.S. airstrikes recaptured some areas around the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar from the Islamic State group. Kurdish officials said their forces were in control of villages on either side of the town and had taken control of a key road on a major supply route between Mosul and the IS capital of Raqqa, Syria. The Islamic State group seized Sinjar in August of 2014. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S.-led coalition will be doing more in the coming weeks to degrade the Islamic State's ability to produce and sell oil and gas, which helps fund the terrorist group's military operations. He commented at a Washington forum on Thursday ahead of a three-nation tour that includes talks in Vienna on Syria's political future.
We are intensifying our diplomatic effort to finally bring an end to the civil war in Syria. And third, we are determined to support our friends in the region and to ensure that the instability created by the Syrian crisis does not spread further beyond its borders.
On Saturday, officials from 17 countries plus the UN and the European Union will meet in Vienna for their second round of talks on Syria. The United Nations, the African Union, and the European Union are calling for talks between Burundi's government and the country's opposition to resolve the nation's deepening political crisis. This is VOA News.